This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Think about how you use social media. Maybe to check on the headlines, share something funny, perhaps. Well, it stands to reason that if we see any value in it at all, the gratifications are highly personal, very individualized. But perhaps our use of social media isn't quite as individualized as we imagine. Indeed, new research suggests that what we're consuming on social media and how we perceive the news is very much connected to our race. Monica Anderson is the lead author of this most recent report put out by Pew Research. Welcome to The Standard.
Hi, thank you. Happy to be here.
What exactly were you trying to go for with this study? Were you looking for general relationships between race and social media use, or was there something more specific that you suspected was going on here?
Well, this report is an offshoot of a larger report that Pew Research Center did in July, and that report focused on race relations and racial inequality. And one of the things that we asked about in that report was about people's knowledge and awareness of the Black Lives Matter organization. And so as an offshoot of that, we thought that the connection between that organization and what goes on social media is, of course, very much involved. So from that, we wanted to take a look at really kind of the general conversation about race that's on social media. Mm-hmm. And that really fits into our other work looking at internet and digital technology.
And what did you actually find when it comes to the way that, say, whites use social media compared with blacks when it comes to issues of race?
Yeah, so there are striking differences between black and white social media users. We found that black users are about twice as likely as whites to say that at least some of the posts that they see on social media about race. And when we ask people what they personally share or post themselves, those same gaps exist. So for blacks, race is a bigger component of what they see and share on social media.
Is that surprising given that I think if you were to ask a lot of persons on the street, they might tell you that their sense of being African American or being Caucasian, there are differences in terms of one's perception of identity in the issues that are important, independent of social media. Is there a correlation there?
I mean, definitely. I mean, the idea that what we do in our everyday lives, what we talk about at our dinner tables or at the water cooler, is completely different from what we do online is not true. So what we see in the offline world, for example, we also surveyed people about how often they talk to their friends and family about race, and we see big gaps between blacks and whites there, so blacks are much more likely to talk about race.
Well, Monica, you've obviously been deep into the numbers on all of this, and as you come up for air, what is your takeaway as a person? What gives you pause as you look at these numbers?
Well, I will say that one of the things that I find most interesting in this study is just how the conversation about certain topics can change swiftly and can often change overnight. And I think that's something that we found in our content analysis of tweets after the shooting of police officers in Dallas. We saw that the conversation on Twitter decidedly became more negative towards the Black Lives Matter movement than in the previous period study. So in that sense, what we are seeing is that the conversation, it can occur quickly, it can often change in tenor, and I think that that's something that we would like to study more, and it's something that I think really brings kind of an interesting component to what conversations can happen online.
Monica Anderson is with Pew Research. We'll have a link to this new study at texasstandard.org. Ms. Anderson, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.